This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. Finland and Sweden are both inching closer to joining NATO, so the list of neutral countries in Europe appears poised to shrink. Experts say the definition of neutrality depends on who's using it. Some European Union countries openly joined the bloc while not picking sides in the Cold War and its aftermath, opting mostly for an economic or political unity. But security concerns prompted by Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine has changed the calculations for EU members, Finland and Sweden. At a news conference, Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson says Sweden's security is closely connected to its neighbor's security, and her government does not see the country as neutral, especially in light of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The Social Democratic Party has concluded that Sweden should join NATO. Our 200-year-long standing policy of military non-alignment has served Sweden well. But the issue at hand is whether military non-alignment will keep serving as well.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said talks with Russia on evacuating those that remain in the steel plant in Mariupol were ongoing. Russian forces have been constantly bombarding the steelworks in the southern part or port of Mariupol, the last bastion of hundreds of Ukrainian defenders in a city almost completely controlled by Russia after more than 2 months of the siege. Many of those in the steel plant are members of the Azov Regiment, which started as a battalion of mostly far-right volunteers after Russian-backed separatists seized part of the eastern Donbas region in 2014. Kyiv later made it a unit of the National Guard. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden urged unity Sunday to address the hate that remains a stain and on the soul of America, as he put it, after a deadly mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, while state officials are pleading for federal action to end the uniquely American phenomenon of mass shootings. Addressing an annual law enforcement ceremony at the U.S. Capitol, Biden said that he and his wife Jill will pray for those who were shot by a lone gunman armed with weapons of war, as he put it, in hate-filled soul, and their families. Authorities say that a white 18-year-old male in military gear opened fire on shoppers and workers at the supermarket on Saturday, killing 10 people, including a retired Buffalo police officer, and wounding three others. Most of the victims were black. Law enforcement officials said Sunday the gunman had researched the local demographics while looking for places with a high concentration of black people. A man who opened fire during a lunch reception at a Southern California church on Sunday was detained by parishioners, according to a sheriff's official. One person was killed, four others critically wounded in the afternoon shooting at the Geneva Presbyterian Church. And the suspect in the shooting, an Asian man in his 60s, was in custody, and deputies recovered two handguns at the scene. The United States is poised to remove five extremist groups, all believed to be defunct, from its list of foreign terrorist organizations, including several that once posed significant threats, killing hundreds, if not thousands, of people across Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. Although the groups are inactive, the decision is politically sensitive for the Biden administration and the countries in which the organizations operated, and could draw criticism from victims and their families still dealing with the losses of loved ones. The organizations have been active in Israel, the Palestinian territories, and Egypt. Honduran authorities arrested accused cartel leader Herlinda Bobadilla on Sunday following extradition requests. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Police arrested Bobadilla after an intense confrontation during which her son Tito Montes Bobadilla was killed, according to a tweet by the National Police Commissioner. Three other people were also arrested. Police did not provide further details of the incident. The United States has accused Bobadilla of being leader of the powerful Montes drug trafficking organization, which it says receives cocaine in the Central American country from South America, ultimately destined for the United States. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.